Five vertical lines appear, which turns into a swirling circle, which all come together to form an image of a peach. Text, The Orchard. In black. Screen turns light pink, and it is getting darker. A young woman with dark curly hair and freckles lies sleeping on a queen-sized bed as morning light filters through the window. She wakes up gradually. Now out of bed, she stands in bare feet wearing a white-collared shirt and dark pants. She tucks the shirt in, looks at herself in an unseen mirror, then untucks the shirt. Title, Duck Butter.
How does the work break down? What do you do?
The woman listens to the radio while driving.
On the set, very organic, in the moment, like a therapy session.
Right.
We're improvising, we're trying things, we're getting upset and nervous because it's not working. We have breakthrough, holy shit, this is so exciting.
Get the
camera. It wasn't even in the script, let's go get it. You know, it's like the best version of what this scene can be in this moment with the people we got and where we're at.
Yeah.
We know what the scene's supposed to be, so let's
A film crew sets up a soundstage.
Hi. Hi, I'm Naeem. I'm playing Natalie.
How are you doing?
Hello, good. How are you?
Good, good. Welcome to set.
Thank you.
Mark and Jay wanted to talk to you before you came.
Yes, of course. I want to talk to them. Oh, thank you.
Take this, and you don't get anything.
Yeah. I feel like all dentists are like
Hi, guys. Hey. Hi, sorry.
Hey,
how are
Jay.
You?
Nice to meet
Naeema.
You.
Naeema, you could call me
Naeema. Naeema, thank you for being here.
We loved your tape. It was awesome.
Thanks. I'm so glad. I'm such a big fan of your guys, and I'm just honored to be here.
Huge fan of yours. How's life? What's going on?
You know, I've been up all night just kind of getting ready for this.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We're kind of
We're pretty easy about everything.
Yeah. Oh, hello, geniuses.
Oh,
hi, sweetheart.
You know these guys here, Lindsay and Kamal?
Kamal.
Naeema. You can call me Naeema.
Hey, Naeema. Welcome to the set. So we were talking and doing the scene yesterday. It just felt a little... It was different.
Yeah.
So
it'd be great to block with the onion rings, don't you think? I know it's just
onion
like a prop.
Rings?
Yeah, I think there's onion rings in the scene. It was kind of specifically noted.
I don't even remember. I think we just learned that maybe the onion rings aren't that important. So, which is fine.
This is the first time in life that onion rings aren't important.
Exactly.
There were a number of people who wanted to talk to you.
Nobody wanted to talk to me.
Yes, they did.
Filming the scene.
And I think there were,
Naeema eats onion rings.
A lot of different things going on tonight.
Tell me one, what was the most... Who is the cutest guy?
Okay.
The directors.
I know before we had the whole thing where it was like you were pumped that they went to the gay club. It was a first time thing, but clearly things have changed and maybe less about the onion rings.
Yeah, I think the thing to remember is that Kumail is crushed when he comes in and you need to respond organically to that energy and let go of the old version of the scene.
I thought that all it took was me.
Kumail shakes his head.
To know I was gay and then I'd be gay, but I don't know how to talk to anyone.
Are you gay?
Well, I think there were...
Yeah.
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 Okay, let's pause for a second, guys.
We're gonna
pause
real quick.
Still rolling.
Well, just while, Lindsay's going to touch him, it makes it more clear that she's hitting on him.
It's not really about her. Your soulmate is coming undone, and you're here for him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? And the more you can just be an empathetic, open human being that is receiving emotion, that's all we need.
He's in a great spot. So
The directors huddle together. Naeema holds a magazine.
Everybody good? Let's get quiet on the set. And Naeema, you're just chilling. How many of you put that?
At the lunch buffet on set.
But it is double figures.
Yeah!
Onion rings without the onion in the middle. That's the worst part.
The onion is where all the calories are, by the way. That's where the secret spot.
Hi. How's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Okay, might I join you guys?
Yeah, of course.
Naeema sits down with Mark and Jay, the directors, and starts eating.
Sorry it was a little intense in there.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to get everyone on the same page.
Yeah.
You know?
especially when it feels like a little forced.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like with Kumail and
Lindsay,
right? It's just like we have very different acting styles. I think
we could, you know, let's talk about process and styles and stuff like that. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we're happy with what they're giving us, and it works for us. I mean, all I can say is Jay and I were part of a writer's room one time, and we got some notes on a script, and we went in and we told our showrunner for an hour why he was wrong and why everything he was telling us was idiotic, and it didn't really go well for us, and we now realize that we were probably being a little defensive and a little scared, and that's okay.
I mean, we've kind of realized that a lot of times when you feel scared or whatever, you're actually right on the precipice of, like, an emotional breakthrough.
Nima frowns and nods.
Yeah, I'm not... I feel good. I feel okay about it.
The directors glance at each other. In a dressing room, Nima looks at herself in the mirror while getting her makeup done. On a city street at night, Nima drives with a passenger.
I had never been on a set like that because, like, on commercials, it's not like that. But, like, the way that the Mark and Jay work, it was, like, it was so collaborative right away. It just made me feel like, oh, this is what it's supposed to be like.
Do you feel good about it? And, like...
Yeah, I feel great about it.
Do you think I look okay?
Yeah, you look fine. Have you been talking to this girl?
Yes, we've been texting. We saw each other on the internet and, you know.
Naturally, you know, of course. I mean, it's all in the hopes of getting into some kind of relationship, right? But then, you know, you wonder, like, who did they actually vote for? You know, are they...
bring up the, like,
what?
The world is going in the shitter.
You don't want to talk about what's actually happening in the world?
I don't want to talk, not on my first date with this girl that I'm, like,
hopefully
going to like.
Do I have a rule book? Can you give me a checkbook of what I'm supposed to talk about?
On a nightclub stage, women play jazz. Nima and her friend climb a short staircase and enter the club. Women in the audience dance, drink, and talk. Nima sips a cocktail and looks around. Nima takes off her jacket.
How you guys doing? Give the band a big round of applause. You ready to party? Okay, I have to bring this young lady up. She always bringing her ass in here wanting to sing with us. She's from Spain. I'm gonna let her do this one damn song. And her name is Sergio with an O.
A young woman with long blonde hair and a loose ponytail takes the stage and adjusts the microphone.
Hi. This is my first song I've written all in English, and it's the first time I'm going to sing it to you. So I'm like a little bit nervous, but I think it's going to be so cool. I hope you like it.
Nina sits alone watching.
Boom, my boy says make room. When the hand comes back the gloom. When the arm comes creeping up, I spread my arms so wide. With the brightness I resume, and I grow green leaves on my branches. It's the way my blossoms bloom, 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 bloom. Oh, okay, wait, I get it.
Sergio grabs the mic and turns around.
Andrew, do you think that's working? Oh, she's the only one. You are the truthful girl. Thank you so much. It's very hard to have friends that tell you the truth. Okay, let's make a deal.
She addresses the audience.
Which is like a singer you will go crazy about?
Stevie Nicks.
Okay, let's pretend I'm singing it. You like that? Okay, I'm gonna calm down right now and kiss you. Oh, we have a date. Should we do it? Should we do it, yeah? Let's go.
She climbs down from stage. Sergio slowly approaches a woman in the audience and kisses her.
That was so beautiful.
Oh. Sergio twirls another woman around in the audience and kisses her. Nima watches, smiling. Nima's friend kisses her date. Nima, still alone, takes another sip of her drink. Sergio climbs back on stage. Sometime later, Nima talks with older women at the bar.
I mean, it's ultimately a Ponzi scheme that's been created for our environment, you know? What? Because, well, meaning that, like, past generations, the amount of coal that they burn,
yeah,
it costs more the effects of climate change than it costs to get it out of the ground to use.
What?
Sure. Just that all our natural resources were being used in, you know, your guys' heyday.
Sergio approaches.
And now it's like, he took us out to dinner. We're like, order everything you want, like lobster tail, dessert, it's on us. And then you guys, like, snuck off to the bathroom, never came back, and, like, money doesn't exist anymore.
But what's the
solution? Just a different time. After our natural resources are gone, it's just all gone.
There has to be a... Jesus, you...
There is
a dark view of the world, my God.
I'm just saying, in New York City, it's like all these buildings are so tall and beautiful, but people are going to be, like, fighting for trees.
You're always
Hey,
in the...
Do you want to dance with me?
That sounds like a good idea.
Come on, let's go dance.
Come on now, go shake a leg.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 You guys wash
my jacket,
though?
Yeah. Natural resources over here.
That's right. Sergio leads Nima onto the dance floor. They dance slowly, lights twinkling over their bodies.
I'm Naima. You call me Nima.
Nima?
Nima, yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
She shakes Nima's arms. They dance close again.
I like to show.
Nima and Sergio continue dancing. They hold hands and interlace their fingers. A disco ball glints overhead. Pulls up outside a house. Sergio unlocks the door, and Nima and several others enter. Nima, Sergio, two other women, a man, and a dog in a large kitchen. Sergio points to a photo collage of dogs.
Wait, these were all your dogs?
Yeah, I fostered them.
Right.
And then I find these are the final owners.
Oh, like the happy owners?
Yeah.
I love you. Do you like dogs?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah, they're great.
It's okay if you don't.
What happened to your friend?
She was on a date, though, but it was going well.
Give me care.
Sergio holds up a dog to Nima.
I'm scared I went too much.
Now around a fire.
Five, four, and go. Everybody's watching, go. We're judging you.
No pressure.
Go. Be explosively talented, go.
We do this all the time.
Yeah.
We barely know you, go.
They take turns singing.
I haven't been to the dentist in over 7 years, but I think that's okay.
I feel truly superhuman every day.
Sergio nods at Nima.
If I said right now what I really meant, I guess I'd fall right down the stairs and touch your head.
Sergio looks at Nima, eyes wide, a small curled smile on her lips.
I would really love to touch your head right now.
Nima looks back and the two smile at each other.
Together or anything, but it just felt good. And then she kind of, in one swoop, was like pretending like we were just friends who had never shared this intimate moment. And I pulled back because I guess I don't want to get hurt or something.
Susanna has always...
Who's Susanna?
My mom.
Oh, your mom, right, right.
She has always said to me, try not to go for the easy thing. Like, everyone is doing this, why you should do the same? Mm. And that works in love. You can't play it safe in love.
Yeah.
You have to just go and jump. you know?
Sergio lies back and places her foot on Nima's chest. Nima takes it in her hand. As Nima lies on her side, Sergio runs her hand slowly up Nima's leg and under her shorts. Sergio and Nima lie facing each other, caressing one another's faces. Nima leans in for a kiss, but Sergio draws back. Sergio leans forward and lets Nima kiss her cheek. She grasps the back of Nima's head and kisses her passionately. Sergio sits in Nima's lap with her legs around her. They grind their hips against one another. They pull apart. Sergio lies on her back. Nima lies down beside her. Sergio holds Nima's chin as they writhe in pleasure. Sergio caresses Nima's breast. Nima takes Sergio's outstretched hand and kisses it. They stand in the kitchen. Sergio opens the fridge.
You want food? No, here you go.
So I was dating this girl, and after 3 years, I find out it was a waste of time. So it was so fucked up, like, why I spent 3 fucking years of my life with this asshole.
Right.
So, Susanna, one day said to me, you know these kind of couples that they spend like 10 years together and then they get married?
Nima sits on the counter.
They divorce in 1 year.
Right.
So just get married right away.
Yeah, do everything you want the second you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, why and you just get like nervous thinking about it before you
exactly.
do it.
Exactly, just go and have fun with the things you have right there.
Yeah, like this whole night, we should do this for like 24 hours straight.
Time. Like you and me?
Yeah, eating chips, drinking juice.
Yeah.
Having sex.
What are you doing?
Now?
I want to know you for real.
You got 4 hours out of me so far.
I want 24 hours. And I want to come with you every hour.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it amazing? It's like dating 10 years.
Yeah, we have to go to the bathroom. Sometimes
I
want to
see you taking a shit.
Yeah.
I want to see you getting angry. We can do it. We can fucking skip time.
They stare into each other's eyes. Sergio gazes up at Nima. Nima looks down.
Yeah.
Nima drinks juice from a large bottle and shakes her head.
I just have to work on Monday. It's like I can't.
Actually, you know what? For your art, to be busy with life, it's the best thing you can do.
I know, but I feel like our whole bodies are going to be out of whack by then. I don't know. It's the biggest job I've ever had, so it's just...
I can help you.
I know, I practice alone. It's embarrassing. I can't. I just can't.
Sergio turns her gaze downward. Her face falls.
It's a fun idea, though.
Sergio leans against the opposite counter, looking at the floor.
But... next time.
She smiles at Nima.
Yeah.
The next morning, Nima alone in her bed, wrapped in her covers. She slowly sits up and sits for a while, her brow furrowed. Later, Nima talks to a friend who is lying in her own bed. The friend squints at her.
Instead of like going through the format of like regular dating and like faking it and texting and stuff, you know, it would just be like we would just be there all the time. I kind of think it would be an amazing way to get to know somebody.
Hmm.
I mean, I think I was like realizing, I was like, I haven't said yes to anything in so long, especially with somebody else, because like no one is even close to her. It's like she lives in a way that she doesn't question anything about herself. And when I was around her, I didn't either.
You should ask her to go get some coffee, like, tomorrow morning and just...
Oh, shit. Oh, it's my manager. All right, let's go. I'm starving.
Yeah, okay.
Outside, they walk to the car, Nima on her phone.
Okay. Right, yeah.
Nima in the driver's seat.
Oh, wait, it's transferring... It's transferring to the car, Courtney. Hello? Hey.
You there?
Yeah. Sorry. So what were you saying?
Maybe I'm soft pedaling it for you, but they're gonna replace you.
What?
I know. I feel horribly. I know you were so excited about this, and you know sometimes on the first day when it's just not right on an indie, there's just no time, and so they have to move on, and they don't love you any less, but it's not gonna work.
Okay. I'll call you back. Yeah. Okay. It's okay. Yeah.
Nima's friend's jaw drops. They drive through a residential neighborhood. Nima chokes back tears. She grips the steering wheel. Nima, visible through the glass of a front door. She peers through the panes. Sergio answers.
Hi.
Sergio takes a pen out of her mouth.
It's me. Sorry I didn't text before I came over. I just, I was trying not to think so much about it and just come here. And I needed to come and say sorry about what happened last night and just like leaving all awkwardly. And, you know, now I'm here. We can hang out, you know, and continue where we left off and maybe even do the...
Sergio draws two eyes on the front door on either side of a window pane, making a face.
Can I come in?
No.
Okay. Yeah, this is the first place I drove, you know what I mean? I was just like, I wanted to...
I'm working on the backyard. You have to go around.
Oh.
Sergio shuts the door. Nima walks around the side of the house. She turns into a driveway beside the house. A garage is hung with Christmas lights. In the backyard, Sergio sits on a couch. Nima sits down next to her. Sergio inks a drawing.
I know I fucked up, but I'm here. I'm back. I want to stay up 24 hours with you, 48 hours. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. I mean, we've got to do it.
What was your breakfast about to make you change your mind like this?
I had a high-protein breakfast. Normally, I just have sugar.
I'm serious.
Sergio stares at Nima.
What changed?
Nima grits her teeth.
The truth is that I've never actually gotten close enough to somebody to love them. That's the truth. So, it's just new for me, that's all. But that doesn't mean I don't want to try. You know, I felt finally free for a second last night, like I was actually being myself. And I just want to do that.
So when you feel free, you just run away?
I have, yeah.
Will you do that again?
No.
Promise?
Yes.
Promise?
I promise.
Okay.
Sergio half smiles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sergio smiles broadly.
Just at the clock. I arrived at near 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And sex every hour, right? Can I touch you now?
No.
Sergio, holding sheet music, leans back and sits on a piano. The dog visits Nima on the toilet. Sergio studies some music. Nina covers herself and tries to shoo the dog.
What's that? It's a song, the bit. This is the song I want to sing in the showcase.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nima sits at the piano playing.
You play the piano?
Not really, no.
Oh, you were playing the piano.
I was just touching it.
You have to help me with this song.
Sergio sits beside her.
I know you can, I've heard you.
Okay. I don't know, I can't, my ears are too good, but...
Liar, come on. Struggling within. Quite a trying truth, and oh, how long it takes.
Too high? Yeah.
That's good.
Okay, so if I do it.
Come on, do it with both hands. Maker of mistakes. I grew it and I felt it. Struggling with it. Try to
like harmonize?
How long it takes.
It's beautiful.
You have to sing the song from me.
Okay. Both of us together, or I just sing it?
No, you just you.
Okay.
Nima plays from a handwritten lyric sheet on the piano. Sergio kisses Nima's neck from behind. Nima turns around, but Sergio backs away and points at the piano. Sergio strokes Nima's hair from behind as Nima plays. She pulls Nima's head back by the hair and kisses the nape of her neck. She runs her hands under Nima's shirt. She reaches up through Nima's shirt and plays with her chin. Nima licks Sergio's fingers. Sergio runs her hands across Nima's stomach. Nima's head falls back on Sergio's shoulder. The two kiss passionately while rocking against one another on the bench. Turns around, stands, and picks Sergio up while they continue kissing. Eating fruit and kissing on the bed.
Wait, do we have to check this? Is Sergio your real name?
Yeah.
Why is your mom naming Sergio?
She wanted a boy, but I was a girl. And then she thought, okay, I'm gonna keep Sergio in the middle name. And when I was a kid, and I wanted to have Susana's attention, I take a shit. My shit was little shit because I was a kid.
Sure.
And then I put this little shit because my shits were like this.
She forms a tube with her hands.
Yeah, and you like cut it up like a sausage or something?
Like a sausage. So I put it on the floor and Susana always thought it was the dog.
Sergio pulls her shirt off and the two embrace on the bed. Nima, topless in the kitchen, opens the refrigerator and takes out a jar. Sergio does exercises on the bed while Nima sits at a table. Sergio collapses on the bed. Sergio gazes at Nima and licks her lips. The two cuddle outside by a fire pit.
Nima, look at me. Look.
Sergio strokes Nima's face.
You
so beautiful. Say it.
Shout it. Shout it to the fucking moon.
I can't.
Yeah, you can.
Nima covers her face.
Say it to her.
You have to say it with me.
Yeah.
She is so beautiful!
They scream at the moon.
Stop being jealous! Stop it!
They hold each other close.
The first time I discovered masturbating was on a sheepskin rug. I would, like, rub up on it while looking at myself in the mirror.
I did the same with pillows.
With pillows?
Mm-hmm, with my cousin. But then her boyfriend came and saw us.
Really?
Yeah. Is your boyfriend still there?
He's still there.
They lie naked side by side on their stomachs. Walking the dog.
So my friend had her third kid. And I was like, how can you still be having kids? It's like you know the world that you're birthing them into. And I just think it's really selfish.
This is the kind of stuff you were telling these ladies at the bar. Why?
Well, why would somebody have 10 kids? This thing is born into the world and it's like ruining their lives. And they just pretend slowly
Stop.
That it doesn't. Okay. Don't you think every parent hates their kids?
No.
People eventually are going to be starving.
We have an end, you know? There's an end. So what we can do till now? Get depressed about it?
I think I feel more connected to people when I feel like we're both on the same page.
I think
page.
You depress people when you're talking about that.
So I'm not supposed to depress people? I'm supposed to, like...
What do you think?
Make them happy? Every day I wake up and I'm, like, reading the news and it's just, like, one more depressing thing after another.
What are you doing? Are you doing something? You can help Maxine.
I feel like I just want to turn into a soldier where someone knocks on my door one day and is like, it's over, here's your weapon, let's go. And I'd go, but like until then, I'm
knocking at your door.
No.
Sergio swings a bag of poop at Nima.
Let's be friends. The war's not happening yet. The poop on my face. Oh my God, it's poop.
It's wet, it's hot, it's wet, it's hot, it's hot, it's hot. Okay, I stop, promise.
She hits the back of her head.
Tell me, what is more scary? The end of the world or this shit?
Right now, this shit, right now.
They pass by a gate.
Are there people back there?
Let's go and do it in front of them. What?
And crouch behind a low wall.
We hide. Okay.
Sergio slowly stands up.
Just act normal.
Nima kneels and pulls down Sergio's pants. Sergio closes her eyes and bites her lower lip. Later, making love in bed.
It's so good to see you.
Yeah, it's been too long.
Sergio films Nima with her phone.
I thought you changed your number or something.
While reading from a script.
No, just been so wrapped up in work these days.
I remember last time I saw you was at Jeremy's house when we did sake bombs and then I threw up on Cindy's jacket.
You always seemed to be very sociable.
I was just slutty is the truth, but it's worked out for me now.
Slutty?
Sergio puts down the camera.
Sergio, I have to get one take.
Just because the boy is saying to you you're sociable, you say you're slutty?
I mean, I don't know. It's not a good movie. Obviously.
It's not a good movie, then why you want to do it?
Because I need a job?
You should really do stuff you want to do. If yeah. not, you are just giving these people just your talent for nothing. You're giving yeah. a presentation of who you are. I think you should just email these guys and tell them,
I
look,
can't email. The last time I told...
You are fucking misogynist.
No.
And just go and start writing your own movie, telling something you have inside.
Recently,
just,
when I told just... somebody what I thought about him, I got fired.
You got fired because you said them what you thought?
Yeah. I didn't think it was going well, so at lunch, I, like, talked to them about it and it just did not go well.
Okay, then fuck this tape. Come, email these guys.
No, I have to do this
Really?
Thing.
I'm telling you, you should email these guys that fire you and tell them why they are wrong. I mean, they won't take you seriously if you don't say no. they fired you. They will never, ever hire you again. So what can you lose?
Yeah.
Tell them.
Okay. So, okay. As an artist.
And I'm talking to an artist, too.
As an artist speaking.
To an artist.
To other artists, because there's two of them, right? Other artists.
You know that the most important is to be honest with the work.
The most important. I want to work on movies that respect.
I will honesty. Make movies.
I will make movies.
And they will respect artists.
And they will respect artists.
And then I will come to your fucking door.
And then I
and
will.
Knock, okay. Knock.
Come to your fucking door, knock, knock? And okay, where does that one end? I'm gonna come to your door, knock, knock, and
what? And knock, knock to your door and tell you.
Sergio flips her two middle fingers.
Fuck you.
Yeah, okay. I mean.
I will make movies, ones that respect artists. And then I will come to your door, all caps, knock, knock. And say, fuck you.
Sergio leans over Nima's shoulder, reading her screen.
Okay. Do I send it?
Yeah. Wait, no, wait.
Okay, what are you gonna do?
We got a sound. Are what? You recording?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Sergio stands, her bottom near the phone.
Send it.
Sergio lies face down on the bed. From behind, Nima thrusts her face between her legs. In the bathroom, Nima stands topless, brushing her teeth.
It's 2 a.m.
So what?
We have 17 hours. I once met an older gentleman. He's like a respected writer. I was a fan of his. And we started emailing, and it was kind of just like pen pals. And they were kind of funny. They were like dirty emails. And then I was in New York once, told him I was there, and he wrote back right away, like, come over to my house. You know, he opened the door, and he had this real fake, slick air about him, where he was just kind of like leaning on the door, like, come on in. But in that moment, I realized I had complete, like, control over him, you know? And I remember his kids were sleeping in the other room, so we had to go into the guest room.
But you were there to fuck him?
I didn't decide, but once I walked in, I was. I was like, that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like, I was there to deliver something.
In exchange of what?
It was like I wanted his respect or something. But definitely didn't get it by having sex with him.
Yeah. Was it good?
No, it was terrible.
Really?
Yeah, it was really bad.
Fuck, that sucks.
He started to go down on me and came up and was, like, disturbed all of a sudden. He pretty much said that there was too much, like, smegma. It's gross. It's like
tough?
Yeah, it's a little, like, cottage
like
cheesy.
Manteca de pato.
Manteca de pato?
Manteca de pato.
Manteca de pato.
It's like duck butter.
Duck butter.
Duck quack quack.
Right. I like
so
that
what
better.
Happened? He didn't like that?
He didn't like my duck butter. And so he kind of like awkwardly stood up and left the room.
You should send him a box with a bunch of manteca de pato.
Just like a gift wrap?
Yeah. A present for his kids. They can eat it.
I'll say happy
like
Thanksgiving.
This.
Yeah.
Duck butter for your kids.
Sergio writes the words on a drawing she's made.
So I wanted to do a record, and I had no money. So I made a deal with this guy, a very successful businessman. You pay for my record for 3 months, and then I can be your girlfriend. That was our deal.
And what did you have to do with him?
I live with him. I slept with him. For 3 months. And at the end, he stopped paying for my record.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. So I tape him having sex with me.
Nima looks at her wide-eyed.
And then I said to him, okay, if you don't pay for my record, I'm going to show this to everyone. So he paid.
Yeah. And then you just stopped and left?
Yeah.
Right.
Nima draws a round face with a black band down the center, like two crescent moons.
What's that?
It's my face.
I love it. Las patitas por mi.
In bed, Sergio draws her fingers over Nima's back.
I feel myself having sex with a lot of people.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like with my friends. Mm. I think it's so hot.
Yeah. Nima clutches at Sergio's head between her legs.
You okay?
Yeah, I think I've already come too much again. I'm gonna do it again. Maybe I just need a little break.
No problem. Don't worry.
Nima sleeps by the fire. Sergio wakes her up, tickling her hand. Sergio holds her hands up next to her face.
You are sleeping like this.
She balls her hands into fists.
Yeah, really weird. Oh, you're so sleepy.
They tussle on the bed.
Stop it! Stop!
Stop! Stop!
Nima gets up and leaves the room. Nima sits on the toilet with her eyes closed. The dog comes in. The dog sits watching her.
Fuck off.
Nima looks away and rolls her eyes. Nima returns from the bathroom.
You okay?
Yeah, I don't really feel so good. Like, I just feel a little, I don't know.
Because of the sleep?
I think it's a combination of the sleep and just staying awake. I feel like I don't have a lot of brain power left to even like communicate anything.
It's because of me something? It's because you're feeling weird about me?
No.
But if you are, you can say it.
No, that's totally not the right, no.
What's going on then?
You know, I think it's just like, you know, today it was like I got fired earlier today. And when I woke up,
you got
like
fired
that
today?
Yeah, this morning. And
this morning you got fired? Because you said recently.
Yeah.
Nima slumps in her seat and looks down.
So, you got fired and then you came here?
There was time in between, but yeah.
You came here because you got fired?
No, that's not the reason why I came here.
Yeah. It is.
No, it's not. It's not like, I mean, I found out this morning.
I think you should go. No.
Yeah. Sergio stands and walks away. Nima arches her eyebrows and cringes. She scrunches her eyes shut and shakes her head. Her lower lip quivers. She walks over next to the refrigerator, peering into Sergio's bedroom. Sergio stomps around, changing the bedding. Nima walks through the doorway. Sergio doesn't respond, but continues stripping the bed. Nima bends down to help, but Sergio yanks the covers away. She throws the sheet on the floor. Sergio pulls the mattress away from the wall and begins to remake the bed with a new set of sheets. Nima tries to help again, but Sergio shoos her away. She shoves the mattress back into place. Sergio stands by the mirror with her hand over her mouth. She rubs her face. Nima looks down at the floor. Sergio sits down and leans against the mirror. Nima takes a few slow steps towards Sergio. The dog wanders into the room and sits at Nima's feet. Sergio smiles and covers her mouth, looking at Nima. They look into each other's eyes. The dog sits in Sergio's lap. Sergio and Nima sit on the bed, naked in each other's arms. Nima plays with Sergio's long hair. Nima strokes Sergio's shoulder as Sergio lies on her back. Nima, now wearing a nightshirt, lights a stick of incense. Sergio yawns. Nima waves the burning incense over her head.
Why do we have to stay up all night?
We have to.
Yes. Are you close with your mom?
Yeah. We talk every day.
Yeah?
She's coming.
What?
She's coming for the showcase. So I have to have breakfast with her tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Today.
Right. We're supposed to go till 7 tomorrow. What do we do? Do we break the...
Oh, I don't know.
You will be there in the showcase. Promise. Okay?
Nima strokes Sergio's hair.
Of course. Susanna, when I was 4,
we were on the street. And I said to her that I wanted a normal mom. And she said to me, okay, just go and find her. And she left me in the middle of the street.
When you were 4?
I spent the whole afternoon trying to find a way back home. And then a neighbor found me. And my mom said to me, did you find her? And I was like...
Sergio shakes her head.
And she said, good, because I don't.
She said, I don't want a normal daughter?
Yeah. Where are your mom?
She's a pretty, like...
Nima makes a fist.
Kind of strong, loud lady from the Middle East. She came over, like, in the 70s. But I got along better with my dad.
Why?
She didn't really like the way that I was, like, kind of a tomboy in school and... I don't know.
Are you angry with her?
I think I have a lot of anger with her, but I like...
Have you talked about that with her?
No.
Yeah, but that's inside. This anger is there.
Sergio points to her own chest.
Have you done meditation?
No, I haven't. It kind of freaks me out, you know? You do it?
Yeah. When I'm getting anxious, like, like mm-hmm. an anxiety attack, I start thinking like a river is crossing over me, and I start describing this river, and then I try to change the river into a new river. How is your river? My river
oh,
is so
chunky.
Brown.
Yeah,
it's
I got brown,
brown
chunks.
All the time
floating.
Doing that kind of motion.
Yeah, it's loud, it's choppy.
They lie side by side with their eyes closed.
Okay, sit up. Okay, you have your mom in front of you.
Oh, good.
Just yep. tell her all the shit you want to make sure she knows. Susanna, you're fucking crazy leaving me at 4 years old in the fucking street. You're a fucking crazy mom, for example.
Okay.
Nima bites her lip.
I think you're really angry about how your mother was to you, and you take it out on me, and you're just a mean, stupid bully who teases your innocent daughter.
Just go and tell her things. I think you're jealous of me. And that's why you're just talking to me every you have to keep going.
Right, sorry.
Nima closes her eyes.
I think you don't take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You're super unhealthy, and you take it out on me, and you blame me for not
you're
being in better shape.
You're fucking nasty.
You smell disgusting all
fucking
the time,
ideas.
And you blame me for smelling
know.
Bad. Always,
maybe
no matter
you should
what,
be
it's
proud
not good.
About me for one fucking day.
You never
yeah,
accomplished
you should
it,
be fucking
and you never
proud
have loved my
day.
Dad
I don't
ever,
be like
and
you
pretended like you
have
always, and it's fake, and he doesn't like you. He's never liked you!
You have kids ever!
You're never gonna have fucking kids until you're dead!
They sit still and silent. Sergio peers out the front door window, framed by two drawings of eyes.
What time is it?
It's like 6 something.
Susanna is coming.
Like, for breakfast?
This house is a mess.
Nima looks around the room.
Why don't we go to my house? I have a bunch of food at my house. My house is like clean, like a hotel, because like I barely live in it.
What do you think? Is that a good idea? I can cook.
Sergio raises her eyebrows.
I go by my bike. I'm following you.
All right.
Oh my God! Whoa!
Sergio on her bike holds Nima's hand through her car window.
I'm gonna jump inside of you.
Sergio rides alongside the moving car. Nima parks the car as Sergio runs up the driveway with her bike.
Okay.
She jumps into Nima's arms, then grabs her by the waist.
Don't go inside. Come on, open the door.
That's enough.
Just open the door. Just let me get the... Oh, my God.
Sergio looks around the place.
Do you live alone?
Yep.
Sergio leans on a counter and catches her breath.
So big.
My dad got it for me. He bought a lot of real estate years ago and then gave me and my sister a house. Are you judging me for having such a nice house?
No, I want it for me. Whoa, what's that?
It's a painting my dad did.
It's depressing, right?
I don't know. I kind of like it.
I don't understand how can you live with this.
I know, but I feel bad. Like, my dad would be sad if it was gone.
You have to just take this ugly stuff out of your life. This is what is wrong with your life. Just take it off.
Sergio takes the painting down.
Sergio. Whoa! Sergio! Whoa!
Sergio fakes, tossing the canvas.
I guess I'm never having my dad over again.
I don't care if it's your dad's picture. It's just depressing, so just fuck it. Burn it.
She hands the canvas to Nima.
I feel like so powerful in this place. So wide. We have like an hour.
Yeah.
Time to play.
Okay.
Nima lies on top of Sergio on a low couch. Sergio lies back with her eyes closed. Nima runs fingers through her hair. Sergio rolls her head and turns over onto her side. Nima sits up, cranes her head back, and closes her eyes. Nima lies on her back, meditating, lightly running her fingers up and down her chest. Now sitting cross-legged on the floor. She rests her hands on her knees. She scrunches her face, tears in her eyes. Sergio, sleeping on her stomach, lifts her head at the sound. She turns her head to look across the room to a candle burning on a glass coffee table. Sergio rolls off the couch and stands up. She walks past the staircase and grand piano through a narrow hallway and into Nima's bedroom. She crouches down in front of her and grabs her hands. Nima lifts her hands to her face. They sit face to face on the floor.
Okay, it's okay. What's wrong?
No.
Breathe.
It's nothing. I'm just tired.
Sure.
Yeah.
You can tell me.
Sergio looks into Nima's eyes.
We okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're okay, yeah. I don't know. I'm just tired.
Susanna is coming, you know?
Nima nods.
Yeah.
Don't worry. It's okay.
Okay.
Okay, let's calm down. I take a shower, you go cook something, and then Susanna arrives.
Yeah.
Can you be here with me for that?
Sorry, yeah, I'll be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sergio stands up and leaves the room. Nima stares blankly. Sergio washes her hair in the shower. Nima fills a pot of water in the kitchen. In split screen, Nima prepares food as Sergio continues showering. Sergio dries her face and hair. Nima putters around the kitchen. She turns the burner on under the pot. Sergio looks in the mirror. Sergio brushes her hair, but the bristles come apart. Sergio comes in the kitchen.
Nima, do you have another brush? Look. Yeah, that fucking brush is hooked. Look how it is. It's fucking broken.
Here, snap. Hold it so it doesn't...
Sergio uses the broken brush.
Sorry, I thought I had more breakfasty food. I'm making, like, gnocchi and salad. Do you think Susanna's gonna eat this? It's a potato. And I have, like, a pesto sauce.
Yeah, I know what is gnocchi. I know.
Sergio shakes out her hair.
Is she gonna be okay with, like, just having, like, some random girl here? Like, she's coming over to, like, a stranger's house and she doesn't know me or anything.
No, she's so cool. She's so good with everything. She just deals with everything.
Sergio shakes the brush angrily. She walks out of the room, holding her hair to the side in one hand. Nima stands still, her mouth agape. Sergio takes a couple wine glasses from the cupboard.
It's this song called the Ah Sweet Mystery of Life. It's like a really old, like 1920 song, but covered by Islands.
Nice,
right? Yeah. The first version sounds like completely different
than this. Sergio taps the phone and stops the song. Nima stares after her, holding a strainer.
You don't like it?
I don't do covers.
You don't do covers?
No. People who does covers, they're just doing bullshit, copying someone else.
Sergio rifles through a drawer.
What about Elvis? What, almost every song he did was a cover. You think that his, the way he sang those songs had nothing to do with how beautiful they were? Anyone else sang them, they wouldn't be good songs.
And yeah, he's an interpreter, not an artist. Beatles were creating something new, not fucking Elvis. Do you have wine?
Yes.
Do you have water?
Yes.
Nima opens a cupboard while Sergio gazes at table.
I'll have to fill it up. What? What's missing?
That's it, right? That's it.
I mean, what else do you want? Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah, yeah.
Nima sets a glass on table.
Okay.
You know, we haven't had sex in like 2.5 hours.
Sergio looks at Nima. Nima's head turns at the sound. They approach the door. Sergio opens it. An older woman stands there. They embrace.
Petitona, fa molts dies que no et veia, eh?
Yeah. Com anem de viatge?
Bé.
Bé?
Hi. She's Nima.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Si no et fa res, deixo les coses per aquí, perquè és que, escolta'm...
Susanna steps into the foyer. Nima closes the door behind her.
He estat prenent fotos mentre venia.
Ah, sí?
Sí, ja saps que m'agrada.
Sergio and Susanna lean against the piano. Yeah. Nima descends the stairs.
És interessant, eh?
The three eat at a small round table as sunlight beams through a nearby picture window.
Carinyo, ens anem d'anar a la cosa.
Susanna taps Sergio's arm.
You will love it. Digue'm, have you heard any of her latest songs?
Yeah, I have.
And
yeah,
what do you
them.
Think? Because she did such beautiful things when she started. She was totally uncompromising, so strong. And then...
But now I'm writing a lot here.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm... painting a lot, too.
And you think that you found your voice here? You have something to say here?
Sergio leans her face on her hand. Nima eyes her partner. Sergio smiles and slumps to the side. Sergio puts her face in her hands. Nima's brow furrows.
Speak in English.
Sí, voldria saber-ho ara una mica.
In English, Nima is right here.
Sobre quina?
Susanna!
Come on, I didn't want to upset you.
Sergio gets up and walks out of the room. Susanna sips from her glass.
Ah, well. One thing I... was thinking about, you know, I belong to a generation, we grew up without AIDS and all these things. We could allow ourselves a lot of things that these days young people cannot do. And, you know, I'm a Mediterranean, and there is this tradition in the Mediterranean countries that in the spring, everybody used to gather in the fields and just fuck. They thought that that was what made the earth grow. And I like to keep that tradition alive, you know?
Nima takes a large sip of wine.
Mm. Sex is so enjoyable, and I think the reason why is that it's so impersonal. It's not like love, you know? Like, you don't have to be picking up, and I need you, no. It's more free.
Nima's eyes widen.
Sergio and I love arguing about that. I hope you're enjoying her.
Sergio returns with a banana and sits down.
Okay, are you better now?
She peels the banana.
So, are you also an artist, Naima?
Yeah, I'm an actress, mainly, yeah.
She also plays the piano.
She does.
Yeah.
Susanna nods and sips more wine. Nima frowns and stares at Sergio, who looks down at the table. Sergio leads Susanna up the stairs to the front door. Sergio opens it and they embrace. Susanna leaves and Sergio closes the door behind her. Sergio walks back down the stairs, her head down, and walks past Nima into the bedroom, closing the door behind her. Nima walks slowly to the door and opens it. Sergio and Nima lie facing each other on the bed. Nima looks at Sergio, whose eyes are closed. They look at each other as the door opens. Sergio closes her eyes again. Susanna moves around the house. Nima closes her eyes too.
Sergio!
Susanna turns and looks through the open doorway into the bedroom. She moves slowly toward the door. She looks in on them, silent. Nima opens her eyes, then climbs on top of Sergio while maintaining eye contact with Susanna. Sergio hugs Nima's arm. Susanna turns away and leaves the house. Sergio puts her arms around Nima's waist as they press their cheeks together. Nima kisses Sergio's eyes, then her cheek. Sunlight filters through a glass prism.
Thank you, Nima. It's like something happened. I don't know what is it, but it's like my mind is so beautiful.
Nima presses her face against Sergio's breasts.
It's almost hard to touch you. It's like I'm like here and it's like
Sergio holds Nima's face in her hands.
I've already started reading a song about us.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it about?
They both sit up.
It's about you and me falling in love for the first time. But, like, we have invented falling in love. You know? We invented it, and then the rest just copy us. Like, doing covers of our falling.
Okay.
Sergio leans her head against Nima's shoulder. Nima kisses her forehead.
Hug me.
Nima puts her arms around Sergio. Nima scratches the back of her head, then cradles Sergio.
Here. I can't be with you.
Sergio hangs off the side of the bed, clutching Nima's leg with her whole body, kissing the back of her knee.
I'll be right back.
Sergio kisses Nima's foot. Nima pulls away playfully.
Go.
Sergio slides off the bed and rolls onto the floor. Nima separates herself and leaves the room. Sergio gets up and follows Nima into the bathroom.
Yeah. You okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Sergio leans through the doorway and kisses Nima on the lips.
You know what, for Christmas? Mm-hmm. Kathy and Faye, they are doing a road trip for Europe.
A road trip in Europe? Wow.
We should go with them.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Okay. Yeah, we still got, you know, it's in the future. Mm-hmm. We'll figure it out later.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
They tap their noses together. Nima pats Sergio's forehead.
You've never, like, been with Kathy or Faye before, have you?
Been with them, yeah.
Like physically? Like, have you had sex with them before?
No.
No?
No. Why?
I don't know. I was just thinking, like, maybe they could come for, like, the end, you know? Like, the last 2 hours or something, like...
Nima shrugs.
Never done an orgy, so that could be fun.
Do you want to do an orgy now?
I don't know. I think it could be interesting. I don't know. I think it'd just be like a nice bookend. It could be really fun.
Nima presses a finger against Sergio's lips.
I'll be right up.
Sergio leans through the door.
Okay. Okay, let me pee. Let's talk about it. Yeah, let me just... Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Nima closes the door, turns around, sits on the toilet. She puts her face down in her hands. Sergio stands outside the bathroom with her eyes closed. Nima sits up. She opens the bathroom window and waves it back and forth to create a breeze. Outside, Sergio holds the doorknob. Nima gets up and tries to open it.
Sergio? What are you doing?
They both struggle over the doorknob from either side.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine, Sergio, but I'd rather not be in the bathroom. Can you let go of the handle, please?
Why do you want to do an orgy?
It was just an idea. I mean, we were trying, I don't know. I don't think that seems like the weirdest thing.
You know, it's just something new that we could do together. I thought you would be into it. I thought it would bring us closer.
But that's it. I just
want us to be closer, Sergio. That's all.
Sergio holds back tears. She stares at the floor.
Sergio? Sergio?
Sergio lets go of the knob. Nima opens the door. Sergio's eyes brim with tears. Sergio steps through the door and buries her head in Nima's shoulder. They embrace.
It's okay. It's okay.
Nima and Sergio sit on the floor with two other women drinking.
How are you? You seem good.
Yeah,
it's weirdly, you know, we've had little naps, but it's been pretty. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Have you guys done something like this before, or?
It's been a while.
Yeah, I've like failed at it a few times.
Seemed like a good time. I know it's midday, but.
I prefer that.
Yeah.
It's so cliche of like the night.
Like, I like to see everything.
Yeah.
So, are we on a timer?
A woman rubs her partner's shoulder.
Start. You could just do the old
hello.
The two women kiss passionately and repeatedly.
I love you.
Nima smiles at them. Sergio swallows. Nima approaches and joins in. Sergio leans over and kisses the other woman. Sergio leans over and begins kissing Nima. Nima turns away, stands, and leaves the house through a side door, leaving the others alone. Sergio closes her eyes and shakes her head. Outside, Nima walks down a small pathway and sits on the ground. She takes out her phone and reads an email from the director, Jay. It says, "Nima, we received your emails declaring your own personal greatness, as well as demands, threats, and condemnation of us. We're sad this didn't work out and wish you the best, Jay and Mark." Nima sits up and breathes heavily. She comes back inside. Sergio stands up to move to her.
Hello.
Hey, you okay?
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I...
Everyone stands.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
It's okay.
Come.
Yeah, I just, got distracted.
Which happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's...
No, it wasn't. It had nothing to do with you guys. I just, I'm really glad you guys are here.
Yeah.
Because I think that because you guys are close to Sergio, just, like, this has been a lot for us. And I think that if you guys stayed, we could talk, like...
We don't, you know, what are we really going to offer, right? I mean, I just feel like...
I think
like
support,
it would make sense for us
I
to
think
maybe
support,
go.
Though, and I think Sergio maybe wants you here. I think we should all talk about this together.
What do you think, baby?
Yeah. Do you want to say?
No.
Yeah.
No. Sergio hugs one of the other women and kisses her cheek.
No. I feel like maybe you guys should just talk. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
We'll talk later.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. That's fine.
Sergio shows the other two women up the stairs and out the door. Sergio closes the door and turns to Nima. They maintain eye contact as Sergio descends the stairs. Sergio stands with one hand on her hip.
I have to go to the bathroom.
So do I.
Sergio rushes ahead of Nima and stands in the hallway in front of her, but then extends a hand as if directing her to proceed. Nima turns and walks into the bathroom, turns to look down the hallway at Sergio, and shuts the door. Sergio turns and sprints up the stairs. Nima sits on the toilet. Sergio squats on the floor, her shorts down around her ankles. As Nima sits on the toilet, Sergio stomps downstairs and flings open the door, thrusting a bowl in Nima's face.
Say hi to my shit right now.
Oh my God, is that your own shit?
It's my own shit on your fucking face.
Stop it! You're fucking crazy!
Stop it! Be honest!
No!
Sergio smears it on window.
God! Oh my God!
Nima bolts from the bathroom.
No, stop!
Sergio follows her.
What the fuck? Don't.
Okay, be honest.
What do you want me to say?
Just say what you're thinking.
I don't want to do this. Okay. I don't want to do any of this. You scare me, Sergio.
Thank you. Thank you for being honest for one fucking minute in 24 hours. Thank you.
have to take a shit and put it on your fucking face for you to say the things as they are? I've been 24 hours trying you, to be honest. Being with you. Being real next to you.
Why are you trying so hard? I don't want you to.
I fucking love you.
How do you know?
No, you don't. Because it's fucking here. Because it hurts. Because it hurts so much. That's why I know it's fucking real, okay?
Stop.
Okay, stop. But just
stop. You have to stop. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. Any of it.
Nima waves her hand in front of Sergio. Sergio chokes back sobs and turns away, then wipes tears from her face. Nima breathes heavily, eyes closed, running her fingers along her mouth. Sergio turns back to look at Nima. Their eyes meet. Sergio walks up to Nima and extends a hand. Nima takes it. Nima opens her eyes. Abruptly, Sergio pulls her hand away and walks away. Nima watches Sergio walk out the front door. Sergio, now on her bike, pedaling away. She disappears down the street. Back inside, Nima closes the front door. She plods down the front steps into the living room. At night, the moon hangs over a dark street. Nima lies alone in her bed. She rolls up onto her elbow and looks out the window. She buries her sad face in the pillow. Sitting up, Nima leans against the wall. Caused by global warming, and they say the flooding will only get worse. But predicting where those future floods will hit has only just begun. Our own Chris Donlin reports. Almost 50 times a year, Pasco Bay floods the port city of Portland, Maine, where Diana. Nima sits at a table with her self-portrait, drawing a thread through it with a needle. She examines the final product. She has adapted the portrait into a work of mixed media, the two crescent moon halves stitched together.
Hi.
Sergio at a microphone on stage.
I'm gonna sing this song.
Sergio's two friends watch from the balcony.
I didn't write it, but neither did Elvis.
She runs her palms on her pants and takes a deep breath. The audience waits, quiet and attentive.
Suppose the springtime should not arrive. Suppose the tall green trees should not survive. Suppose I had no wish to be alive. Suppose you didn't love me.
Nima drives in her car. She notices something in her side view mirror and turns to look. A dog is running loose down a sidewalk. She purses her lips and pulls over to the side of the road. She parks and gets out of her car. She carries the dog in her arms. Back home, Nima washes the dog with a spray nozzle in her sink. She towel dries the dog as it shakes water from its fur. The dog props itself up in Nima's lap as she offers it treats from her table. At night, the dog rests on Nima's bed as she sets down a glass of water on the nightstand. Nima climbs into bed alongside the dog. She tugs the duvet out from under it. She strokes its head. Nima strokes the dog's belly as it lies on its side. She turns off the bedside lamp. She rolls onto her back. Lying on her pillow, she gazes upward. She opens her hands and lays her palms on her chest. She takes a deep breath and clutches her blanket again, closing her eyes. She sleeps, smiling. Text for JD and Lurker. Credits directed by Miguel Arteta. Written by Miguel Arteta and Aliyah Shawkat. Produced by Mel Eslin. Produced by Natalie Kasabian. Executive producers Aliyah Shawkat, Miguel Arteta. Executive producers Jay Duplass, Mark Duplass. Associate producer, Leia Costa. Aliyah Shawkat. Leia Costa. Mae Whitman. Hong Chow. Kate Berlant. Kumail Nanjiani. Lindsay Burge. And Mark Duplass, Jay Duplass. Casting by Ami Rene, CSA. Cinematography by Hilary Fife-Spera. Edited by Chris Donlan. Production designer, Angel Herrera. Costume designer, Lindsay Monahan. Sound design by Zach Goheen. Music by Caitlin Aurelia Smith. Additional music by Colleen. Additional music by Nick Thorburn. Cinelise, Local Hero, ICM, NPI, Brigade, SAG-AFTRA, Tone Mesa.
Is the answer.
The persons, incidents, and situations portrayed in this movie are fictional. Any resemblance to actual persons, incidents, and situations is coincidental and accidental. Logo, Duplass Brothers Productions. Five vertical lines appear. Each turns into a swirling circle, which all come together to form an image of a peach. Text, The Orchard.